Remember, the whole idea is to make your data analytic life a multiple choice test. So you've got lists of things in your head. You know what you're looking for. You know how to decide among them. That's what the regressions to remember is. It's a list of things to have in your head. So if you stumble across them, or somebody comes to you having stumbled across them, you say, I know what that is, and I know why it happens. And you don't have to rediscover all this stuff. So, regressions to remember. The first one, multivariate power. None of your predictors has a significant correlation, but your multiple regression model accounts for a significant amount of variance, and one or more predictors have a unique contribution. How does that happen? Remember that every time we add a predictor to the model, the R square goes up. It has to. And the error term, which is 1 minus R square, goes down. It has to. So that multivariate model has a bigger R square and a smaller error term than any of the bivariate models. And that can be enough of a difference of an increase in power to get significant multivariate effects when you didn't have any significant bivariate effects. So, when's it most likely to happen? When you're skirting the power curve. And when one or more of those non-significant predictors is pretty close, but doesn't reach the magical 0.05. I've had people come to me and say, whoa, I didn't have any significant predictors. No, but 5 of your 6 were between 0.05 and 0.08. And instead of a sample size of 82, so you could get that medium-sized power, you've got a sample size of 30. So when you put them together, R square goes up, 1 minus R square goes down, and all those tests are much more powerful. 2, null flooding. The likely response of people to multivariate power and learning about it is, put everything in the model every time. Everything, everything, everything. Put 752 variables in there if I have them. Null flooding is when you have one or more predictors that have significant simple correlations, but when you put them into a multiple regression model with others, the multiple regression model is not significant. How do you understand that? You need to remember that the F test for R square is really the F test for R square over K. It divides the fit of the model by the number of predictors that produce that fit. So what you're really testing is whether the average contribution of a set of variables is different from zero. And null flooding is simply when you have a few good predictors and several null crap predictors, you end up with crap on average or null on average. So what do? Start thinking about what variables you want to have in your model instead of just sweeping it all in there. Third, extreme collinearity. Extreme collinearity is, again, when your predictors are more correlated with each other than they're correlated with the criterion. And when that happens, it is not uncommon to end up with a significant multiple regression model with no significant contributors. Why? Because the variables relate to the criterion, but none of them uniquely. The fourth one that's in the handout is patterns of extreme collinearity. And I think in that example we had 4 predictors, 2 of which are highly correlated with each other. Patterns of extreme collinearity give you patterns of contribution and non-contribution. And what the example showed was that if you use, let's say that it's predictors 3 and 4 that are highly correlated. So a 1-2-3 model, all 3 contributed. A 1-2-4 model, all 3 contributed. A 1-2-3-4 model, 3 and 4 knocked each other out. But the 1-2 model doesn't do as well as the 1-2-3-4 model. You don't want to throw those both out, because throwing both out hurts. You just can't have both of them. And you know how to handle this situation. If you want to see if the 1-2 does as well as the 1-2-3-4, that's a nested model comparison. You know this one. And if you want to see which you want to go with, the 1-2-3 or the 1-2-4, that's a non-nested model comparison. You know this one too. So all the challenges that come from collinearity that are captured in the regressions to remember are all solved by thinking and making appropriate comparisons between nested and non-nested models, which you know how to do. The reason for having those four in your head is they happen often enough that it's worth having them as a label in your consciousness. And when something squirrely happens, you ask yourself, is this one of the four squirrelies that I know? The one that, of course, could be part of the regressions to remember if we have it segregated out are suppressor effects. You want to remember about suppressor effects. But we segregate that and spend multiple questions on it.